Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 21 February 2024. Welcome to this broadcast. We're going to bring up a guest in a minute that hadn't been on for quite a while. But this lady is a hero. I'm going to tell you why in a minute. And before we do that, though, don't forget tomorrow being Thursday. Hopefully, we'll be in the office all day tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. If you call and talk to us, any questions, comments, or if I can somehow maybe help you in some situations spiritually or whatever, I would love to speak to you. And don't ever be afraid to call and talk to me, please. I'm only a servant. I'm not any kind of big shot. I'm just a servant. That's all that I am. A poor one sometimes, but I do the best I can most of the time. But I want to hear from you tomorrow. If you will call tomorrow and place an order or give a donation, we'd appreciate that. Crystal should be here tomorrow as far as I know. I hope she's not feeling the best today. Makes her feel better tomorrow. But anyway, hope she'll be here with us tomorrow. But you can call us tomorrow at 800-777-4403. Now, if you have long distance, we'd appreciate it if you'd use the toll line at 304-846-4448. And don't forget, we're all going to try to have Bible study this weekend. It may be here. It may be at Phil's home. I don't know. It might be in the studio of Phil's or in our office here by Zoom. I'm not real sure yet. Depends on the weather. But I hope you'll join us. Just go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Find Rumble right on the homepage. Click on that at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. There will be 10:30, 11 o'clock. Is always prayer requests, praise reports, and testimonies. 11:30, 12:30 is Christian Worldview News. 1 to 2 is Bible study, in-depth Bible study. You won't get that most places. If you don't have a computer, you can listen on the phone by dialing 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013 to listen to the Bible studies. And you'll have a number you can call in on and talk to us if you want. And I hope you will. Before I go to our guest, I want to share one thing here very quickly. An article entitled, Why the COVID Critical... COVID Booster Shots Cause Heart Failure in Young Adults, Top Study Confirms. I'm not going to read all this, but I want our guest, Dr. Renata Moon, to hear this. A new peer-reviewed study has confirmed that COVID mRNA booster shots are causing heart failure to soar. In young adults and teenagers. The study published in the world-renowned European Heart Journal on February 15th found that a third dose of the Pfizer or Moderna injections is directly linked to the increased incident rate of myocarditis. Now, that's what it said. And it said the vaccine-induced heart injury is believed to be the leading cause of the recent spike in sudden and unexpected death. Now, that's not my opinion. That's not Dr. Maybe her opinion, and she may think that, know that. But the European Heart Journal come out and said this. This is not some off-the-wall right-wing conspiracy group saying these things. Our guest tonight, Dr. Renata Moon, I'll get right in a minute, is a former clinical associate professor of medicine and critic of the COVID-19 vaccines. Folks, she took a stand. She was dismissed from Washington State University for her views on the vaccine. She took a stand, and it cost her. She's one of the heroes out there who wouldn't back down when she knew she was right. Now, I know we take that for granted, and people like her, and we think, well, of course they did. But, folks, it isn't always easy to do this. It costs you your job, maybe your career, and some people even went to jail because of this stand. So Dr. Renata, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome, sweetheart. Thanks for joining us tonight. I know you're a busy lady. I've seen you online everywhere talking about different things. You've been out there in the battle for quite a while now. But before we get into what's going on, would you mind telling the folks a little bit about who you are, your background, and how you got involved in all this?
Yeah, well, I think, honestly, the world sort of went mad, didn't it, about four years ago. And
oh, yes.
Yeah, before then, I'm just a pediatrician. I was just, you know, doing my job, taking care of children. And, you know, I trained at a top U.S. medical school. I've never had any actions against any state medical license. I've never had any lawsuits against me. Just a clean record of patient care. And then the COVID situation happened, and you know, I really woke up to what was happening in front of me, and said, no, we're not going to do this for many reasons. But I came from parents who, my dad was born in Argentina, and my mom was born in Prague, which is former Czechoslovakia. So she was born behind the communist Iron Curtain, and my dad was also living there at the time, and they met behind communism. So they actually had fled to America from a communist country. And so I grew up in a household that just, you know, really valued our freedom here in America. My parents had given everything up to flee their homeland to come to America for freedom. And when I saw them taking our freedom away, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that we were allowing this to happen.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Renata, and forgive me if I pronounce your name wrong, but
you can just call me Dr. Rennie. People just call me Dr.
Rennie. Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah.
This the first time you saw something encroaching upon the rights of this country? Is this the first time you were concerned, or were you concerned some before with that for different reasons?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I forgot to give my disclaimer. So my disclaimer is that I am only speaking tonight on behalf of myself, not on behalf of any employer, past or present. But yeah, I began to see things actually in about 2010. I saw that our news media was no longer giving us news, and that we were increasingly listening to propaganda. And how did I know what propaganda was? I had seen it as an 11-year-old child, and a few times after that, when I went to my parents' former homeland of, you know, behind communism to visit relatives, I saw propaganda there. And I couldn't believe that I was seeing it here in America, but it was about 2010.
What do you mean propaganda, honey? What do you mean propaganda? What did you see that you thought, well, that's propaganda? What was it?
They were lying to us. And so I remember standing in my living room right around 2010, and I had the clicker, you know, for the TV. And at the time, BBC, which was the British news channel, was actually still giving the truth out to people. And I remember flipping between one of our mainstream U.S. channels and BBC, and just looking at the difference. We were just being given junk. And when I turned it on to BBC, I was actually hearing about wars and situations happening in other countries that our own news wasn't telling us about at all. And I thought to myself, uh-oh, this doesn't look good. And, you know, I watched it grow. It was a monster that was growing over time. So propaganda really just means lies. Lies that you're being told.
That's true.
That are being told for a reason. So some reason, some narrative for a reason. And I was watching that grow over the next number of years. And I watched President Trump come into office, and I watched, you know, our press just come after him. And I would actually go back and watch his original speeches, and then I would watch, look and see what they said about him on the news. And it was clear that it was all propaganda. I mean, he hadn't said that. I watched his original speech. I could see with my own eyes that we were being fed a bunch of lies. And so that was increasing. But I didn't honestly see the effects that it was having on the medical world at that point. I was just seeing what it was doing to our mainstream media.
Mm-hmm. So,
and
go ahead. You're doing great. Go ahead and tell us. Move on up to what you want to, the next thing you saw that concerned you.
Sure. I mean, I think, honestly, I just saw the increasing encroachment on our ability to understand what was happening from listening to the news. And so all of a sudden, I was witnessing what my relatives suffered through under communism, where you couldn't believe what the local newspapers were telling you. You had to go, you know, figure it out for yourself and see if you could figure out what was happening. And my mom always told me that usually it was the polar opposite of what her homeland, her propaganda. They usually learned that whatever the real truth was usually the polar opposite of what they had just been told.
Right.
And I began to see that play out. And then as we got into like the 2019, 2018, I was seeing some of that same propaganda hitting our informational journals in medicine. So I was increasingly starting to see that in our medical journals. And so what people may not know is that as physicians, there's a whole communication, pathway. So they either send us emails or they send us, hard copy journals to our homes or things where we're keeping up with the current information in medicine. But I began to see that much of that information was the same. It didn't matter if you opened up a journal that was from the American Medical Association or from the American Academy of Pediatrics or from the Academy for Family Physicians. It had the same title on it, and it had the same message. And I remember thinking, wow, where is this coming from? It's coming from some central place. So it was definitely affecting our medical journals then, too.
So what you're saying, they were lying to us, even in our medical journals that people depended on to monitor their lifestyles?
And unfortunately, yes, increasingly so. And you know, we have examples of that. You know, we can provide countless examples of just, messaging that was coming through. And so I was seeing that increase as well as seeing that in mainstream media. But it took time to see it kind of playing out. And you had to realize that it happened slowly is my point. So it wasn't like it happened overnight. If it had happened overnight, people would have noticed it right away, right? But it kind of crept in silently, little bits at a time. And it's that analogy that people say about the frog in the pot, and the pot of water is slowly getting warmer and warmer, and the frog doesn't realize that it's being cooked until it's too late, right? It's just that water is slowly heating up. And but I think I was more aware of it only because I had seen it before. I'd seen it with my relatives under communism. And it got to the point where after the pandemic started, I was working in a clinic at the time.
Well, I don't mean to keep interrupting you, but another question. Were any of your parents still alive to see this, and did they recognize it?
Yeah, my mother was alive still and able to see it and actually very clearly saw what was happening. And, she actually said, this is exactly, she came here to America because they fled their homeland. You don't just flee and leave everything behind for no reason. They fled the hell that their country had become. And so for her to watch this playing out in America was just
shattering. They had to break her heart.
It's very hard to watch, but at the same time, she said, I just can't believe that it's happening, because she was thinking back to when she was in high school, or the equivalent of high school, growing up under communism. They actually had classes for their students in high school that she took that told them how to bring down a country like America. And it wasn't, even how to bring down a country like America. It was how to bring down America. And they actually had classes for these students. And she was watching play out exactly what she had been taught back when she was in the, you know, high school.
That is
she
amazing.
She was taught how to
That's
bring a country
amazing.
Like ours down.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That I never heard that before. That's breaking news. I had never heard that before. Wow. Go ahead.
Well,
I'm going to interrupt you.
This
is interesting.
No, you're fine. She's obviously done nothing to hurt our country, but my point is she was taught how to destabilize. They were all taught how to destabilize, and the plan was always, you know, the same. What you do is you slowly infiltrate all these agencies, slowly infiltrate the government. The big flaw that we have in our government is that we are a free people, and so anyone can come in and start to try to get into these positions of power. And the plan was to destabilize the nation by undermining the foundation of that nation. And you do that by undermining family values. You do that by creating
chaos.
They've
done a good job on that. They've done a good job on that. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. You do that by causing division between two groups of people. It doesn't matter what two groups, you know, in the days of 1930s Germany, it was, you know, it was the Jewish people versus the other people, right? It was those two classes, but it could be any two groups. And so they came in and caused division within the country. The other part of this was to take over the media and to start spewing propaganda or lies that all, you know, fed into the narrative. Take away religion is huge because you can't have places where people gather and speak about God and speak about the truth. You can't have that. You can't allow that. So a religion has to go. And so cause the religious foundations that people have to crumble. You know, so all of these factors, eventually tracking people, eventually, you know, increasingly dictating to people what they can and can't do. You know, so she was watching this play out, but with the modern day twists, right? With the technology that we have today, with the cell phones, with the social media. And as I began to think about it, it actually became, I think, clearer to me how they took away our free speech. Because, you know, this is all, you know, happening as an infiltration over time. But if someone had showed up, you know, 10 years ago or 5 years ago and told our free America that we could no longer speak freely about things, we would have laughed and never had listened to that. But I think it was very cunning. I think what happened was, in part, that with social media, that when the social media was introduced, you know, remember how it has the block button? You could block people. So if people didn't like what someone else was saying, you just blocked them. That was so easy. I just blocked James down the street because James has a different opinion than I do. Well, that block button became very popular, right? People began to block each other very readily because it was so easy. You just hit the block button. You didn't have to have a discussion with somebody. But that block button also made it so that it became okay to silence people. It became okay to not listen to their viewpoints. And it became okay to shut them down in terms of free speech. And that's what we're seeing play out. So there's so many factors to this, but absolutely this has happened in history past. We've watched situations like this happen, and they've not ended well for, you know, millions and millions of people.
You know, one thing amazes me is
kind of
One thing amazes me, the school systems in other nations, like you mentioned, communist nations, actually teach the children how to take down another country. But we don't even teach our children what to look out for and what to be wary of.
Yeah.
We don't. As a matter of fact, our public school system is furthering the cause of communism every day. You know that. But go ahead.
Yes, they are, right? I mean, I remember being in school here, and I was, you know, in grade school and high school. And do you remember that? Every morning we stood up and we said a Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
We had a prayer, too. We had a prayer
mm-hmm.
and actually read the Bible back in my day. I mean, the Ten Commandments were on the wall of the school.
Wonderful.
And three mornings a week in high school, they had prayer and hymns over the intercom. That's how much has changed in my lifetime.
And now our children have been taught to hate our nation. Our children have been taught to hate
Their
nation.
God.
They've been taught that the American, that's right, that the American flag is racist, that the American flag is terrible, that all these things about their very own country. You know, sure, we don't have a perfect history, our nation,
no,
but
one
we
does.
Are as free a people as we ever have been, and we have given people the opportunity to better themselves with their hard work and with their effort. And, you know, we are so unique. We are such an amazing country.
But our
children have lost.
Yes.
Our children have lost the understanding of how amazing this nation is, and the hard work and the sweat and the foundation of God that our nation was built on.
That's the key. The foundation built on God. Without building on God, everything crumbles. When they took Christ out of public arena, the nation started crumbling quickly. I just read an article today. Now, this is in Massachusetts, a high school in Massachusetts. They had to they're calling in the National Guard to get the students under control. That's true.
Yeah.
They're calling in the National Guard to get the students under control. Now, that is about as bad as I can say can be in a nation where the National Guard, the Army, the military, is going to be called in to get students under control. That, and 35 teachers didn't even show up for work because they were afraid to come to school. Without Christ as a center, everything crumbles. But you go ahead. So you saw all this with your eyes, and now you lived.
Yeah.
Now you lived through some of it. But go ahead.
Well, I lived through it because I as a pediatrician, I was working in Washington State, which is one of the most affected states in our country right now. And by that I mean I was watching kids come through my office that were absolutely having their mental health has just been destroyed. If you want to break a nation, if you want to take down the very foundation of a nation, yes, you absolutely take down religion and God. You come against God, but you come against the nation's children. And I was literally watching the destruction of the youth of this country.
And how did they do that? How did they do
that?
Explain to us how they did that.
Well, what I was seeing was extremely troubling, and I think it started with social media. I began to practice pediatrics in the late 1990s, and just to give you a sense of what that was like, I think back to those days. I had happy children coming into my office. Sure, you'd have a child here and there who might be anxious or might be depressed a little bit, but I very rarely had to send a child to see a psychiatrist or to see a counselor. Very rarely. In fact, I don't recall who my psychiatrist was for children that I would, I would refer to a psychiatrist. I maybe referred a few kids a year in my very busy pediatric practice to see a psychiatrist. That was in the late 1990s. Flash forward to the 2000s, really the 2010, 2000, probably more like 2013, 14, our emergency rooms began to fill with kids who needed psychiatrists. The system was overwhelmed in Washington State, but also nationwide, and it came from social media. Social media allowed children to bring their bullies home with them. It fed them a bunch of absolute garbage about why they should be unhappy with their lives and how horrible their lives were.
Sure.
And it just fed them things that people didn't realize their kids were taking in by being on social media. So we literally had emergency rooms that were full of children waiting for inpatient psychiatric beds. And then the COVID pandemic hit, and we took these children and we socially isolated them and we distanced them from their peers at a time where they need to be with their friends. That's what their life is all about. We basically took their lives away from them during the pandemic. And I began to see, I had days where I drove home crying because I had so many kids coming into my office each day who were depressed, who were anxious, who were cutting and hurting themselves and taking overdoses.
Oh my.
And were suicidal. We're watching the we couldn't keep up with the referrals. I went from the late 1990s referring a few kids a year to see a psychiatrist to referring maybe one or two kids a day and seeing six or seven or eight of them a day in the office that I would be treating for anxiety and depression. You know, this was the destruction of the mental health of our children. And on top of that, we had schools and social media telling young, impressionable kids that they were not the gender that they thought they were. You know, we were ripping the foundation out from under them. You don't do that to children. You just don't do that. You know, adults need to be realistic and live not in a fantasy world, but in reality. You know, if you have a beautiful, healthy young girl, you don't tell her that she would feel better if she was a boy, because she will never be a boy. This is just crazy talk, right? But we were doing this to our nation's children. And so I was watching this play out. And at the same time, I was watching my medical school. I have taught medical students, residents, interns for my whole career. And I was teaching at a medical school where I just watched our free speech go away. We could no longer have discussions with students like we used to. We could no longer say in discussion groups, you know, different perspectives without fear that the students would come after us and retaliate against us.
And give me an example. What do you mean? Like you're male or female? Would that be one of them?
That would be one of them. We really couldn't have discussions with these. And again, these are medical students. So this is happening nationwide. This is not just one medical school somewhere. This is happening across our nation. But we could no longer have discussions about whether, for example, the transgender movement makes sense for the mental health of our nation's kids. We were increasingly being fed just one narrative, and you had to follow that narrative. And if you didn't, the students would not take well to that, and they would retaliate by reporting faculty to the administration. So I'll give you examples. And again, I've taught for my whole career. I'm not perfect. You know, sometimes there are students who don't like you for whatever reason, but by and large, I always had good evaluations from students. I never had any major issues for, you know, my whole career of teaching. And all of a sudden, in early 2021, I was actually abruptly pulled from my teaching in discussion groups with medical students, was pulled because I had anonymous students complain about me. What did they complain about? I've been public about this. My chairman told me that they were told that they had been harmed and they didn't feel safe in the discussion groups because of three things, and they went through the three things with me. One was that we were having a discussion on racism. I didn't pick the topic. The school had picked the topic. And I let the students have a very, what I would call, woke discussion about racism. But I realized towards the end of that discussion that we had not even once mentioned Dr. Martin Luther King. And so I literally paraphrased.
Hang on through the break. Don't lose that thought, please. This is phenomenal. Folks, back at the break with your phone call next half hour. As always, what a great guest. 844-769-2944. Follow the instructions when you dial and hit 1, you'll get in the studio. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents, the only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. And by the way, if you're listening to this on shortwave, you're listening there because Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver is paying for that hour. I want you to know that. So if you don't call her, at least thank her for it. Who knows? It may go away one day. 800-375-4188 to talk to Melody. 800-375-4188. She'd appreciate the phone call and let her know that people are listening to this broadcast and you appreciate this program. We're talking to Dr. Renata Moon about a lot of things. We haven't even got to her case yet, what's going on with her. I've been listening to her speak to us, and it's been absolutely an enthralling conversation with her. To hear her background and know where she come from and what she knows, what she sees, and what she sees happen to her country, it's got to break her heart because it does mine. I know it bothers her. That's why she's speaking up. And folks, you got to speak up. I don't care what the cost may be with friends and family that don't like you any longer. They crucified our Savior because he wasn't liked by people for telling the truth. Why should we expect him better? Now, you were talking, you said you were talking during the class, and they hadn't brought up Martin Luther King one time. Go ahead and finish your thought on that.
Well, I just, again, so this was a discussion group with medical students. And in discussion groups, you know, the point is to discuss different viewpoints. You may or may not agree with them, but if you don't hear what they are, how will you know that they exist, right? This wasn't a minor viewpoint. This was a major viewpoint. It was, I really literally paraphrased Dr. Martin Luther King's, you know, I have a dream speech. Well, the students, that was one of the complaints against me to the chairman, was that I had traumatized them and made them feel unsafe by paraphrasing that speech. The second complaint was that students asked me what I thought of the COVID shots. And this was in December of 2020, before the shots even rolled out. I wasn't lecturing about them. They just asked me what I thought. And I said, listen, guys, this is new technology, so never be the first to jump on the bandwagon, never be the last. But I have questions. You know, where does this go in your body? Could it cause, you know, immune problems? Could it cause rheumatologic problems? Could it cause cancer? I was just thinking out loud. That was second complaint against me was that I had told them that the COVID shots might not be 100% safe. And so they were unsafe. The students felt unsafe by hearing that. Now, I'm going to point out again that even aspirin is not 100% safe. So, of course, you know, that's a ridiculous comment, especially coming from medical students. But the third complaint against me was my students asked me what I thought about or how my week had gone in clinic, because I'm teaching, but I'm also working in a clinic, or was at the time. And I said to them, I said, you know, we're ruining the mental health of our nation's children by continuing these pandemic isolation measures. You know, I told them what I told you earlier about the number of kids coming in who were very, very depressed and anxious and having a very hard time with their mental health. So I said to the students, I said, we really need to start thinking about, you know, isolating our more vulnerable members of society, our elderly and all that, but letting these kids live their normal and healthy lives, because they have such a statistical zero risk of a fatality from COVID. Like they're fine from COVID. COVID has not harmed them in the sense of, you know, fatalities. Well, that was the third complaint the students had against me with the chairman, was that I had, you know, had this discussion with them and told them something different from what the CDC was telling them. And so, you know, we've lost our ability in medical schools to even have critical discussions like this, or to even be able to think about different viewpoints.
And I will say this too, you're not talking to kindergartners, you're talking to medical students.
I'm talking to young adults who
not even that young,
who have already been through college. They've already had 4 years of college, and now they're in 4 years of medical school, and they're only a few years away from becoming our future doctors. So they really need to understand different perspectives and be able to critically think. So none of this was, you know, said in any way that was harmful to them, but they were harmed because they wanted to only hear what they wanted to hear. They wanted to hear the propaganda and the narrative, and they didn't want to hear that there were other things out there to be discussed. So what happened as a result of that was that they actually pulled me from my teaching. I actually never saw those students again. They pulled me from teaching them and investigated me, ultimately decided that I must be a racist or possibly was a racist, had me take a test to see how racist I am, as if a 10-minute test would ever
what
answer
kind of
that
test?
Question.
What kind of test? Was it a written test, a verbal test?
It was a written, it was a 15-minute or 20-minute written on the computer test. Didn't ask me any of my family background. You know, I told them, I said, I speak three different languages. I speak Spanish, Czech, and English. I have, my dad was born in Argentina. My mom was born in Prague. My parents fled from communism. Like, I have a very diverse background, really. I said, you're thinking I'm racist? That's what you think? Because I had discussions with medical students in a discussion group. You know, I said, how am I supposed to teach if I can't bring up things that the students won't tolerate hearing? Then I'm not teaching, right? Anyway, the whole thing was crazy. And they ultimately put me back into teaching over time, but they did it with other student groups. So I never saw those students again. And but then it continued. And so then we were into 2021 and 2022, where I was increasingly concerned about the fact that these COVID shots were being given to children. You know, looking at this from the perspective of a pediatrician, I'm only interested in what's happening with the kids. That's my job, right? And the reality was our children were spared from COVID. Now, they might have been hospitalized, true, but the vast majority of them were absolutely fine and never set foot in an emergency room or in, you know, any hospital with COVID. And their chance of dying from COVID was extraordinarily small. It was, our children were spared from COVID. We all agree, right? We all agree.
Right.
And so then when their risk is so low, how can we possibly justify giving them an untested synthetic genetic product, the mRNA shots? How can we possibly justify giving that to them when we know there were short-term problems with the shots that were very harmful to some people, including fatalities, including the possibility of death from these shots, and we have no idea what the long-term consequences are. So I felt like it was my obligation to speak. So I began to speak out, and on my own personal time away from the medical school, I was invited by Senator Johnson's staff in Washington, D.C. So at the request of a sitting U.S. senator, I flew on my own expense to Washington, D.C., and I spoke at a fact-finding hearing about this where I said, I testified and I said, this is my anecdotal story, but there's an increase in myocarditis. There is a blank package insert for the product for the mRNA shots, and I showed a copy of the blank package insert. It just was a big piece of paper with the words intentionally blank on it. It came from the box of mRNA product. And I said other nations have shut this down for young people because they have realized that the risk, is far greater than any theoretical benefit to giving this to children or young people. And I said, and we're being silenced and censored. What are we doing? That's what I said. It was, again, my own personal time, and I spoke as a concerned pediatrician. My medical school sent a letter a few months later to me, and you can read the letter. I'll give you the webpage. It's all public information. But it was a chilling letter. It basically said, it was their ethical obligation to report that I had spoken at this hearing in Washington, D.C., at a Senate hearing. It was their obligation to report me to my medical commission that handles my state medical license because they said I might have spoken misinformation there, which is ridiculous. And they also said I may no longer be suited to teach their medical students. And 2 months later, they basically terminated my employment by not renewing my annual faculty contract. So basically, I lost my job for having spoken on my personal time off.
With the facts backing you now, with the facts even then backing you, and even more so now, are they listening at all? Have they backed up at all, or are they still standing their ground, so to speak?
Well, so not only did it cost me my job, they terminated me basically by not renewing my contract, but they actually went ahead and reported me to the medical commission. So they reported, again, my public testimony at a Senate hearing way across the country to the regulatory board that licenses me in Washington State. And, the licensing board could have very easily just thrown this out. But they didn't. They actually launched an investigation against my license for having spoken at the Senate hearing. It just got so much worse.
Oh, my goodness.
It's absolutely a surreal world with what happened, yes. But we are living in very, very chaotic times.
Perilous times, to say. That's what the Bible says. So has anything happened since then? That's been how long ago now?
Well, it was just a few. There's a lot of things that happened, but they sent it to the wrong address and this and that. But I found out about the investigation in early October, and then I had to gather a legal team to defend myself. What was interesting is I actually no longer even had a Washington State medical license because in early 2023, I had decided not to renew it. I'd practiced in Washington State for over 19 years, 17 years in the hospital. I took care of my region's sickest kids. I've never had any lawsuits against me. I never had any actions against me. But I decided I could no longer practice in Washington because it was just so unethical the way they were censoring us that I decided not to renew my license. So when they launched this investigation against me, they launched an investigation against a physician, me, who no longer even had an active medical license. And so anyway, the legal team generated a response. You can read it on the webpage I'll give you in a little bit. We gave them a response, many responses back to their questions. But, and ultimately just recently, like a month ago, they sent a letter saying that they had dropped the investigation against me based on the fact that I no longer had a state medical license. But you have to understand, they knew that when they launched the investigation in the first place. That wasn't news to them. So this is nothing but pure intimidation of other physicians, and this is nothing but the direct weaponization of regulatory agencies against a physician who was simply doing her job and speaking the truth at, of all things, a Senate hearing. Of all places, a Senate hearing.
Did any other doctors or teachers stand with you?
There are other what they're doing actively in medical schools across our country right now is they are actively purging any faculty who dare speak out. So think about it from a second, from the perspective of the medical students and the faculty at these schools. When they see them come after me for really just, again, speaking the truth, nothing that I said was incorrect, as it turns out. But again, it was a fact-finding hearing. Even if I'd been completely wrong, I had a right to speak, and I had the obligation to speak. But I had legitimate concerns, and I continue to have legitimate concerns about the dangers of this product being given to children who have no risk from the illness itself, essentially. They have a statistical zero risk of a fatality. So what are we giving them? I continue to have those same concerns, but looking at the staff and the medical students at that school, what message does my situation send to them? The message is very clear. You had better listen to the narrative that's coming down from up on high. And if you don't listen, you're going to lose your career. We are going to target you. We're going to persecute you. We're going to investigate you for absolutely no reason. We're going to come after you. So, you know, the message is very clear. This is a message of intimidation against every physician in America. And this is a message of intimidation against every future doctor, every medical student. You had better be quiet and toe the line and do what we say, or you will lose everything that you've worked for.
Wow. Let's take a phone call from Georgia. Let's talk to Tom. Tom, come on in. Welcome. Are you there, Tom? I don't hear Tom. Is Tom there? Okay. Todd, I don't know if Tom's there. Just Todd, if you lost you, Tom, call back. I'm sorry. Give us a call back. 844. We lost him. 844-769-2944. Love to hear from you. So you're seeing absolute total control of the thought process, and not just a physical control, but a thought control, thought police, monitoring everyone that's going to be a doctor one day.
I don't know how to say it any differently than that. Yes, I think, to give you a sense, other faculty absolutely supported me at the school, but they're slowly being purged out, right? Because the minute anyone figures out that they have differing perspectives, they get rid of them with these annual contracts. They just, boom, we don't need you anymore. So one of my faculty members who has stood next to me through this whole thing, he asked the medical school if he could start a club that would be a freedom club, a freedom of speech club at the medical school. And he was told, absolutely, you can have a freedom of speech club. We are absolutely for free speech. But in order to allow you to do that, we will need to have the diversity, equity, and inclusion director accompany you to every meeting and chaperone you. So that pretty much tells you how terrible this is now. And this is happening at schools all across our country, in various ways. So, yeah, absolutely. We are going down a very, very dark path. Yeah.
It's happening in schools. It's happening in other businesses. It's happening. It's happening everywhere in this country. Before
colleges,
going further,
everywhere.
Oh, absolutely, everywhere. Mm-hmm. Tell the folks how they can find your website.
Yeah, so the legal team that's helping me is called Silent Majority Foundation. Silent Majority Foundation. So look at silentmajorityfoundation.org. And if you put my name in there, Dr. Moon, you will find a web page. And if you scroll down that web page, you will find a link for case documents. You can actually read the letters from the chairman. You know, I think they speak for themselves. You can read the letters that the medical commission sent me. Again, remember, I have a clean license. I've never had any issues. The regulatory agencies are there for, you know, keeping quacks and keeping bad doctors from practicing. I would argue that with 25 years of practice under my belt and no issues ever against any state license, I would argue that my asking good questions at a Senate hearing does not make me a bad doctor. So, you know, these regulatory agencies are out of control. And but you can read the actual letters that they sent me, and you can read the legal response that we gave. I hope you read it.
Give out the site one more time. Give out the site one more time, please.
SilentMajorityFoundation.org, because we need to be loud about this. We cannot let this continue. Yeah. Well, everything that you see on that page is you know, public information. It's all part of public record. So feel free to share it. Feel free to discuss it. You know, the first portion of the letter the medical school sent me before they terminated me does talk about, you know, my appearance in Washington, D.C. as not having been done officially, and I didn't take official leave is what they say. That's all silly. I have the emails to prove that I was officially, you know, not teaching that day, and I never actually taught on the day that the hearing was held. It's all silliness.
All
so the first three
all
parts,
bogus.
Don't worry about. It's all bogus, but the last two parts are what are really alarming about that letter, in my opinion.
Yeah. People are calling because I know they're listening. They told me many times they don't call when they're really listening to the broadcast. Mm-hmm. But if you have any questions, folks, feel free. We're down about the last 5 minutes, so 844-769-2944. So you say speak up. You want to fight this. How can all of us, how can any of us get involved in this to help you fight this on your situation, but also other situations?
So I think we really, that's what we're all struggling with, right? We are all not sure fully what to do because we are legal people who, you know, have faith in God and just are trying to do the right thing, and we don't know quite what to do. I think I would look at what you are able to do right now and to do something. And that something may be to tell neighbors about what's happening, to spread the word, to speak with people about how outrageous this is and this is happening in America. That may be one thing. Certainly staying silent is not helping any of us. So writing letters to some of these organizations, to some of these schools, look at your local schools, you know, look at your local medical schools, what is happening there. Do not believe them if they tell you that they have full free speech, because they really don't across our nation. But get involved at a local grassroots level with some of your groups. Silent Majority Foundation, you know, it has a great name, and they've been amazingly helpful, but we cannot stay silent any longer. We are the majority. We need to be loud with this, and we need to let people know what's happening and how dangerous this is for our nation. You know, if we continue down this path, can you picture this? You know, we already have big pharma and big tech controlling our medical schools. They're controlling our government.
Oh, yes.
They're controlling our medical schools. Your future doctors will not be able to do anything but push buttons and order things without question. Your ability
I see
to
that
have
already.
The best medical
I see
care,
that already. That's
yeah.
how you started.
It's already happening, yeah.
And the working
we're
hand.
We're going to plunge into a hole. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Sorry. No, go ahead.
They're already working really close with the insurance companies, too. They're backing this, too. They're leading us down the same road. And you know, the evil side, always controlled by fear. And people are fearful.
Yes.
They're afraid to speak up. They're,
yes.
They're scared of everything. Somebody says boo, they're running to hide and cry for help until somebody sends the cops. I mean, when you got schools getting so bad, they have to call the military in to help hold them down. There's something wrong with the society that gets that bad. It's a dying society. And what you're seeing and what you come from in past, you see it very clearly. Doctor, I don't know what to say except God bless you for your stand. I admire you and I respect you, and I mean that. And if I could ever do anything to help you in any way, you feel free to contact me.
Well, it's very kind of you, and I very much appreciate you getting the word out with people. This has never been, and I don't see it as being anything about me. This is about our whole nation, though, right? Like, they may be coming after me right now, and they have, and they are, but they're coming after you next, and
They're after our children.
They're after, and ultimately they're after our children and our grandchildren.
Absolutely.
So what I tell people is look your grandchildren and your children in the eye. Look them in the eye right now, whenever you can, and tell them that you're going to fight for them. You're going to fight for their future, because this is what you're doing. You are fighting
Amen.
For the very future of your precious children and grandchildren. And well, there is nothing more important to any of us.
They come after them in the health care situation, come after them in the moral standards. You see that with the transgenders and all the other things going on with pedophilia now being normalized, more normalized every day. We're seeing come for our children, folks. The most innocent in the world, they're sacrificing them, their souls, their bodies, and their souls and minds and their bodies, too. Dr. Rini, this has been phenomenal. We're down about the last couple of minutes. I'm going to let you say what you want to say in closing.
Yeah, well, thank you. I just want to thank people for listening. This is a great nation. We were a nation built on the foundation of God and listening to God and serving God, right? And we're watching such evil come into our nation. We just cannot let this continue to happen. It's happened because we are all polite and respectful and, you know, trying to be kind to one another. But they literally are after your children and grandchildren. The time has come for all of us to speak out and to be very loud about it. And, you know, I know it's hard to do. It was very hard for me in some ways, but as we were speaking over the break, in other ways, it hasn't been hard because there was no choice. That the truth is the right path. And when you're serving the Lord, there is just that path, right?
Amen.
There's no
Amen.
Other choice. And so we all have to put on that armor of God. You know, all of a sudden, all the sermons I've attended, when there's discussion about the armor of God, and I always sort of wondered, what does that mean exactly, right? I mean, I'm not trying to be weird, but, you know, 10, 15 years ago, I didn't quite understand what that meant. I really have a new understanding of what the word faith and what the words armor of God mean now, because you put that on, and it really does give you strength. And, you know, my pastor's always said, you know, you're not picked by God because you are the right, how does he say this? He says it much better than I can say it, but you're not picked because you have the skills, but you are taught the skills as you go to fight
Amen.
This. And I said that all wrong, but
well,
that's
got it
what
about
happens.
Right.
God
will equip those. God will equip those
that's
that
right.
he calls. He will equip them. I promise you that. I started the radio.
But we've all almost, been called.
Oh, we
yeah.
have been.
Yeah.
We have been. I fought the calling for many years, but thank God I listened to him for 31 years, and I've been on the radio trying to warn people, as you have now. And Dr. Rini, I'll let you go now, but I want to thank you so much. And may I call you in the future for maybe a follow-up?
Yeah, that'd be wonderful, because this is going to be, we're in this for quite some time, I think. And again, we're doing this for our children and grandchildren. So,
One more quick question. Are you seeing any headway? Are you making any headway with this?
Yes, people are waking up, and other physicians are waking up, and definitely the parents are starting to wake up, many parents across the nation.
God bless you, Doctor. Yeah. I will talk to you soon in the future, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
God bless you. Folks, we'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Have a great night, and give us a call tomorrow. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.